The title is Preparation for Holy Communion. So it's so beautiful, eh? It's in January 10, 1938. The most solemn moment of my life is the moment when I receive Holy Communion. I long for each Holy Communion, and for every Holy Communion, I give thanks to the Most Holy Trinity. If the angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One is receiving the Holy Communion, and the other is suffering. The angels cannot suffer, but we human beings can suffer. Today, I'm preparing myself for your coming as a bride, thus for the coming of a bridegroom. He is a great Lord, this bridegroom of mine. The heavens cannot contain him. The seraphim who stand closest to him cover their faces and repeat unceasingly, "Holy, holy, holy." The great Lord is my bridegroom. It is to him that the choirs sing. It is before him that the thrones bow down. By his splendor, the sun is eclipsed. And yet, this great Lord is my bridegroom. My heart desires from this profound meditation on how others adore him. For you no longer have time for that, as he is coming, is already at your door. I go out to meet him and invite him to the dwelling place of my heart, humbling myself profoundly before his majesty. But the Lord lifts me up from the dust and invites me as his bride to sit next to him and to tell him everything that is on my heart. And I, set at ease by his kindness, leaned my head on his breast and tell him of everything. The John, the Apostle, the Last Supper, his name is head. In the first place, I tell him things I would never tell to any creature. And then I speak about the needs of the church, about the souls of poor sinners, and about how much they have lived of his mercy. But the time passes quickly. Jesus, I must go to carry out the duties that are awaiting me. Jesus tells me that there is still a moment in which to say farewell. A deep mutual gaze, and we seemingly separate for a while. For in reality, we never do. Our hearts are constantly united. Though outwardly I am distracted by my various duties, the presence of Jesus plunges me constantly in profound recollection. So anytime, anywhere, recollected with the Lord. Although we are not in front of him, but we are in him. Today, my preparation for the coming of Jesus is brief, but imprinted deeply with we human love. The presence of God penetrates me and sets aflame my love for him. There are two words. There is only interior understanding. I drowned in completely in God through love. The Lord approaches the dwelling of my heart. After receiving Holy Communion, I have just enough presence of mind to return to my Leela. At the same time, my soul is completely lost in God, and I no longer know what is going on about me. God gives me an interior knowledge of his divine being. These moments are short, but penetrating. The soul leaves the chapel in profound recollection, and it is not easy to distract it. At such time, I touch the ground with only one foot, as it were. No sacrifice throughout such a day is either difficult or burdensome. Every situation evokes a new act of love. Today, I invite Jesus to my heart as love. You are love itself, or heaven catches the flame from you and is filled with love. And so my soul covets you as a flower yearns for the sun. Jesus, hasten to my heart, for you see that as a flower is eager for the sun, so my heart is for you. I open the calyx of my heart to receive your love. When Jesus came to my heart, everything in my soul trembled with life and with warmth. Jesus, take the love from my heart and pour into it your love. Your love, which is burning and radiant, which knows how to bear each sacrifice, which knows how to forget itself completely. So once we, the Lord, nothing of ourselves, let Jesus burn our hearts. Today, my day is marked by sacrifice. Today, I prepare for the coming of the King. What am I, and who are you, O Lord, King of eternal glory? O my heart, are you aware of who is coming to you today? Yes, I know, but strangely, I am not able to grasp it. Oh, if he were just a king, but he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Before him, all power and dominion tremble. He's coming to my heart today, but I hear him approaching. I go out to meet him and invite him. When he entered the dwelling of my heart, it was filled with such reverence that it fainted with fear, falling at his feet. Jesus gave her his hand and graciously permitted her to take her place beside him. He reassures her, saying, "See, I have left my heavenly throne to become united with you. What you see is just a tiny part, and already your soul swarms with love. How amazed will your heart be when you see me in all glory." Just a vision, already so much for fire. But I want to tell you that eternal life must begin already here on earth through Holy Communion. Each Holy Communion makes you more capable of communing with God throughout eternity. Imagine, it's heaven on earth. The time when you receive Holy Communion is time we one with the Lord, with God in heaven. I say again, but I want to tell you that eternal life must begin already here on earth through Holy Communion. Each Holy Communion, each, makes you more capable of communing with God throughout eternity. So each time must be more fervent, not just repetition. Each time is unique. And so, my King, I do not ask you for anything, although I know that you are, give me everything. I ask you for one thing only, remain forever King of my heart. That is enough for me. Today I'm renewing my act of submission to my King by faithfulness to interior inspirations. Today I'm not forcing myself to make any special preparation. I cannot think of anything, though I feared many things. I longed for the time when God would come to my heart. I threw myself in his arms and told him about my inability and my misery. I poured out all the pain of my heart, not for being able to love him as much as I want. I arose within myself with acts of faith, hope and charity, and lived on that throughout the day. Today, my preparation is brief. A strong and living faith nearly tears away the veil of love. The presence of God penetrates my heart as a ray from the sun penetrates crystal. At the moment when I receive God, all my being is steeped in him. Amazement and admiration overwhelm me when I see God's great majesty, which stoops down to me, and mystery itself. There bursts forth from my soul immense gratitude to him for all the graces that he imparts to me, and especially for the grace of being called to his exclusive service. General Secretary of the Divine Mercy, you know, she has a special place in God. Today in Holy Communion, I want to unite myself to Jesus as close as possible through love. I yearn for God as ardently as it seems to me that a moment will never come when the priest will give me Holy Communion. My soul falls as if into a swarm because of my longing for God. When I received him in my heart, the way of faith was torn away. I saw Jesus who said to me, "My daughter, your love compensates me for the coldness of many souls." Just one soul can compensate for many coldness of the other souls. You can imagine, it's really very important each moment when you receive coming, let Jesus know that you love him so much, you pave for the others, not judging others. And if you have the same spirit of Sister Faustina, just do the same. Completely, 100% one with the Lord. Today I feel an abyss of misery in my soul. I want to approach Holy Communion as a fountain of mercy and to drown myself completely in this ocean of love. When I receive teachers, I throw myself into him as into abyss of unfathomable mercy. And the more I felt I was misery itself, the stronger grew my trust in him. Humility. In this abasement, I passed the whole day. Today my soul has the disposition of a child. I unite myself to God as a child to his father. I feel completely like a child of God. Trust. No other thoughts. Simplicity. When I received Holy Communion, I had a deeper knowledge of the Heavenly Father and his fatherhood in relation to souls. Today I live, glorifying the Holy Trinity. I thank God that he has deigned to adopt us as his children through grace. Today I want to be transformed, whole and entire, into the love of Jesus, and to offer myself together with him to the Heavenly Father. During Holy Mass, I saw the infant Jesus in the chalice, and he said to me, "I am joining in your heart as you see me in this chalice." Little child in our hearts. So he wants us to have a heart of a child, to play with him, to enjoy with him. After Holy Communion, I left the beating of the heart of Jesus in my own heart. Although I have been aware for a long time, the Holy Communion continues in me until the next communion today. Next communion. Today and throughout the whole day, I'm adoring Jesus in my heart and ask him, by his grace, to protect little children than the evil that threatens them. A vivid and even physically felt presence of God continued throughout the day and does not in the least interfere with my duty. Remember one of the images that we are the living tabernacle, keep Jesus. When we say we preparation of the Holy Communion, from this holy time, this Holy Communion, until next, always a time of adoration. Jesus never leave us. Jesus, of course, never leave us. We don't leave Jesus alone. Today, my soul decides to sow in a special way in love to Jesus. When the Lord entered my heart, I threw myself down at His feet like a rosewood. I want the fragrance of my love to rise, continue to the foot of your throne. Profound smell, good smell of the flower. You see Jesus in this rosebud, old but hard to you. Not only now, when my heart is burning like a life coal, but also during the day when I will give you proofs of my love by faithfulness to divine grace. Today, all the difficulties and sufferings that I will encounter, I will quickly cease like rosebuds to throw at the feet of Jesus. Little matter that the hand, or rather the heart, bleeds. Today my soul is preparing for the coming of my Savior, who is goodness and love itself. Temptations and distractions taunt me, and do not let me prepared for the coming of the Lord. No, it's always obstruction. Always temptations, distractions. Lead us not into temptation. It's always there. Therefore, I decide even more ardently to receive you. Because I know that when you come, you will rescue me from these torments. And if it is your will that I should suffer, well then, fortify me for the struggle. Ask the grace to overcome temptation. Jesus, Savior, who has died to come into my heart, drive away these distractions which are keeping me from talking to you. Jesus answered, I want you to come like a knight experienced in battle, who can give orders to others amid the exploding shouts. In the same way, my child, you should know how to master yourself amid the greatest difficulties, and let nothing drive you away from me, not even your thoughts. I want you to become like a knight, experienced in battle, who can give orders to others amid the exploding shouts. In the same way, my child, you should know how to master yourself amid the greatest difficulties, and let nothing drive you away from me, not even your faults. Master yourself. Control. That's why it's so important, fasting. It's a positive way to keep ourselves disciplined. Otherwise, today I want to do this, and sometimes, someday, I have my mother say, Wednesday and Friday, no, fasting. Bread and water, finish. You see, this keep us more disciplined. Otherwise, today I feel easy. Today I want this thing. You are wondering, you don't discipline yourself. And when distraction comes, when temptation comes, you're weak. There's a vitamin, fasting. Today my heart trembles with joy. I decide very much that Jesus come to my heart. My longing heart is inflamed with an ever-increasing love. When Jesus came, I threw myself into his arms like a little child. I told him of my joy. Jesus listened to these outpourings of my love. When I asked pardon of Jesus for Lord preparing myself for Holy Communion, but for continually thinking of sharing in joy as soon as possible. He answered me, most pleasing to me is this preparation with which you have received be into your heart. Today, in a special way, I bless us your joy. Nothing will disturb the joy throughout this day. Okay, let's pray again. When Jesus came, I threw myself into his arms like a little child. I told him of my joy. Jesus listened to this outpouring of my love. When I asked pardon of Jesus for not preparing myself for Holy Communion, but for continually thinking of sharing in this joy as soon as possible. That's a way so joyful, don't we? Preparing the way of Jesus that she feels sorry. She should be preparing. Not in this joyful spirit. But then what Jesus said? He answered, most pleasing to me in this preparation with which you have received me into your heart. Jesus is very happy that you are joyful, with a joyful heart to receive him. Yearning to come to him. Yearning that he comes to you. This is the joy of Jesus. Don't worry. He says, don't worry. Like a child, you know, when you see parents coming from afar, you shout. The parents won't say, keep quiet, keep quiet. No. Jesus, when you come to him with joyful heart, many times you say, will you worry, Holy Communion? No distraction. Jesus said, don't worry. If your heart is joyful, be joyful. Today my soul is preparing for the coming of the Lord, who can do all things, who can make me perfect and holy. I'm preparing very carefully for his reception, but there arose difficulty as to how to present this to him. I reject it at once. I will present it as my heart dictates. When I received Jesus' Holy Communion, my heart cried out with all its might, Jesus, transform me into another host. I want to be a living host for you. You are a great and a powerful Lord. You can grant me this favor. And the Lord answered to me, you are a living host, pleasing to the Heavenly Father. But reflect, what is a host? A sacrifice. And so, if you suffered for the Lord, you are the host. Oh my Jesus, I understand the meaning of host, the meaning of sacrifice. I decide to be before your majesty a living host. That is a living sacrifice that daily burns in your honor. So today we pray special to Sister Faustina, give her this special grace. I ask her to give us, it's a general secretary, special grace that we have the burning heart for Jesus, that we always be the host. Not only that living tabernacle, but the host itself. It's more deep, right? You keep tabernacle just inside. Shields if also if the door. But with the host itself, you are exposed to the world. When my strength begins to fail, it is Holy Communion that will sustain me and give me strength. Indeed, I fear the day of which I would not receive Holy Communion. My soul draws astonishing strength from Holy Communion. O living host, light of my soul. Today, my soul is preparing for Holy Communion as for a wedding feast, wherein all the participants are resplendent with unspeakable beauty. And I, too, have been invited to this banquet. But I do not see that beauty within myself, only an abyss of misery. And although I do not feel worthy of sitting down to table, I would, however, slip under the table at the feet of Jesus and will beg for the crumbs that fall from the table. You remember that the woman, he wanted to come to Jesus, give me the grace. And Jesus said, you are not the Jews. I come for the Jews. Then say, is a little dog can also take the crumbs of the bread from the table of the of the master. So this humility, simplicity. Knowing your mercy, I therefore approach you, Jesus, for sooner will I run out for misery and will the compassion of your heart exhaust itself. That is why during this day I will keep arousing trust in the divine mercy. The last paragraph. Today, the majesty of God is surrounding me. There's no way that I can help myself to prepare better. I'm thoroughly enwrapped in God. My soul is being inflamed by His love. I only know that I love and am loved. That is enough for me. I love and am loved. That is enough. I'm trying my best to be faithful throughout the day to the Holy Spirit and to fulfill His demands. I'm trying my best for interior silence in order to able to hear His voice. The last few pages of the footnotes is not. So we finish today. We thank the Lord that we have these saints, our sister in heaven, that accompany us. This is all only for what?